As our series of podcasts learning the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKatz of the Chafetz Chaim comes to an end, the last two mitzvos which we will learn, Mitzvah Ayin Vav today, Mitzvah Ayin Zayin tomorrow, the mitzvos HaSeh of Zechiras Amalek and the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek are certainly timely, pertinent, and practical as we approach Parsha Zachor and Purim. The Makor Min HaTorah for the mitzvah, the Araisa of Zechiras Amalek, is found in Sefer Dvarim, the end of Parshas Kiseitze. Zachor es asher asa lecha Amalek, we are required to remember, to commemorate that which Amalek did to us, attacking us in the Midbar. Although the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Chafetz Chaim, the Minyan HaKatzer, is very, very short and curt in terms of explaining and elucidating the mitzvah saseh of Zechiras Amalek, Divrei Torah aniyim b'makom echar v'ashirim b'makom acher, as the Chafetz Chaim has given us much to study, to learn, in his commentary, the Mishnah Berurah, on Simin Tuf Reish Pei Hei. There, we will take a look and see what the Chafetz Chaim has to say, commenting on the Mechaber and the Ramah on Siv Zayin. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tuf Reish Pei Hei, Siv Zayin Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, this is the opinion of Tosos and Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, Sheparsha Zachor, Parshas Para Aduma Chayovim Likrosa Midiraisa. We're not going to focus on Parshas Para, we're going to focus on Parsha Zachor, which the Mechaber quotes a Yesh Omrim, the Sheet of Tosos, that there's a Chi of Midiraisa, biblical requirement, commandment, to read Parsha Zachor. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkitan Yudalit quotes the Gemara in Maseches Megillah that says it's not enough just to recall, to remember, or even to verbalize or articulate what occurred. But Dafka Amira Mitocha Sefer, you have to read the Parsha of Amalek in Parshas Kiseitze. That is the way to be mekayem the mitzvah of Zachor Midiraisa. V'lo dai b'mashik b'zebeliba. It's not enough just to think about it, but you need to articulate it and read it from a Sefer Torah as per the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch continues and says it's not enough just to read Parsha Zachor from a Torah, but more than that, if you live in a yishuv, says the Mechaber, people who live in the outskirts and villages, far away from the big cities, she'en lahem minyan, they don't have a regular minyan in these towns and villages, tzrichim lavo l'makom she'esh minyan b'shabbosos halalu, they're required to travel to the big cities, to shuls where there are minyanim, kedei lishmo parshios elu she'en diraisi, you have to make an effort, take a hotel, drive by bus, by car, by plane or train, and to make sure to go to the city to hear Parshas Zachor Midiraisa. Thus, what emerges from the Mechaber is two things. Number one, the Chi of Kriyas, Parshas Zachor Midiraisa, both has to be Mitocha Sefer Torah, as well as it requires a minyan. The Ramah, commenting in his gloss on the Shulchan Aruch, writes, V'miyav shalhem lavo, if it's an impossibility, you can't get there, it's too expensive, you're quarantined, or whatever the circumstances may be, you can't get to shul, you can't be with a minyan for Parsha Zachor, mikol makom yizaharu likrosam biniginasam v'taimam, says Arma, be careful to lane from the Sefer Torah with the trup, and to pronounce the words correctly and properly. Thus we see that besides Kriyas Parsha Zachor from a Chumash, there's a requirement both to read it from a Sefer Torah as well as with a minyan. From the Mishnah Berurah commenting on the Mechaber, doesn't seem as if reading from a Sefer Torah and with a minyan are part of the mitzvah d'Oraisa, but rather you could be mekayim the mitzvah d'Oraisa even not with a minyan, and even not reading it from a Sefer Torah. Shar HaTzion says that explicitly in Os Hei, but nonetheless, it's still a hiddur, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's still a chatchila, absolutely, positively, to read Parsha Zachor toch haSefer Torah as well as with the minyan. This as well as the approach of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Reish Gimel, says the Minchas Chinuch al kol panim zevadei borur da mitzvah biyachid gam kein mekayim. If a person is unable to go to shul and to hear Kriyas Parsha Zachor from a Sefer Torah or with a minyan, rak Parsha Zachor ba'asara u'b'Sefer Torah mederabanan, says the Minchas Chinuch, leaning from a Sefer Torah as well as having minyan, those are only rabbinic injunctions. Avol min haTorah dai shiyizkor bepeh kol yachid v'zeh pashut, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's pashutim, it's simpleton. This seems to be what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim as well, that it's enough just to mention b'peh, certainly to read Kriyas Parsha Zachor from a Chumash, if you can't be in shul and you can't hear the laning from a Sefer Torah. This year, more than most, and there are more people than usual who may be unable to come to shul out of concern for the pandemic. Thus, one must make sure that if it's an impossibility, if there are a group of people, individuals who are unable to come to shul, of course, the chatchila one should come to shul and should be able to hear Parsha Zachor Mitocha Sefer Torah with a minyan, but if that's an impossibility due to one's particular circumstances, certainly, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Minchas Chinuch, it's critical to read Parsha Zachor from a chumash at home carefully with nigunim, with taimim, if possible. How about another circumstance which may occur as well this coming year? Let's say a person has a choice, a possibility. Either I could go to shul and hear Parsha Zachar with a minyan, or I could go to shul on Purim and hear the Megillah with a minyan. What's better? To hear Kriyas Parsha Zachar, or Shabbos Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos prior to Purim with a minyan, or better not, better if I only have one option, to go to shul on Purim and to hear the Megillah with a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tezayin and Sim Tafresh Behe quotes the Druma Sajeshin, who writes explicitly that Kriyas Parsha Zachar Ba'asara Adif Yoser Mi Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur. Better to hear Parsha Zachar with a minyan more than hearing Megillah B'Tzibur. Because Mikra Megillah, according to Rav Poskim, as we paskin, is enough to read it beyond Yachid. Val Kain says the Truma Sadashan, in the Efshar L'Kayim Shnem, if I can't go to both hear Parsha Zachor in Shul, as well as to hear Mikra Megillah in Shul, Yire L'Kayim Kriyas Parsha Zachor B'Tzibur, the best thing to do, if I could only do one of the two, is to hear Kriyas Parsha Zachor B'Tzibur. Thus, what emerges from the Truma Sadashan is that the meaning is part of the mitzvah of the Araisa. Thus, the Truma Sadashan paskins, better to do that than to hear and to go to Shul for the Megillah. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who argues. Magen Avraham says, no, better to go to shul on Purim and to hear Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur. Uparsha Zachor says, the Magen Avraham, Yotzi al pi adchak, you can be yotze in an extenuating circumstance, b'mashi yishma hakriya b'purim b'parshas v'yavu amalek, and you could be yotze the mitzvah of zechiras amalek when you go to shul on Purim. Before hearing the Megillah, we take out the Sefer Torah, we read the 9 psukim in the end of Parshas Bishalach, recalling what occurred in real time when Amalek attacked. And when you read those psukim, says the Magen Avraham, you yotze the mice of Amalek midi araisa. Thus, according to the Magen Avraham, who argues on the Truma Sadeshan, if you could only do one of two things, if you could only hear Mikra Megillah or Kriyas Parsha Zachar with a minyan, better to go to shul and to hear Mikra Megillah with a minyan, and at the same time, you'll also be able to be Yotze Zechiras Amalek by hearing Parshas Amalek in Bishalach on Purim. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and he agrees instead with the Truma Sadeshan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, L'anius Daiti Ikur Dino Shalom Magen Avraham Tzarech Iyun. The psak of the Magen Avraham is questionable. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because the psukim in Parsha Zachor, the end of Parshas Kisetze, which we read Parsha Zachor, stress Zachor es asher asa lecha Amalek. Al tishkach, remember what Amalek did, never forget. More than that, timche zecher Amalek, destroy, obliterate the memory of Amalek. V'akavana, says the Mishnah Berurah, shelo lishkoach mash asalan Amalek, we should never forget what Amalek did to us. V'nesaper ze lebaneinu ledoroseinu lomelhem, we should recall and commemorate and continue to share this with our children and our grandchildren. Kach asalanu harasha ulekach nitztavenu limchos eshmo k'mo shekasev haRamban bibiuro v'zelo niskar beparshas v'yavu Amalek. The stress of zichira, of lo tishkach, of remembering, recalling that which Amalek did to us is found specifically, explicitly in Parshas Kisetze, which we read Shabbos Parshas Zachor. None of that is found in the 9 psukim in Parshas v'yavu Amalek, which we read on Purim. Thus, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, the best thing to do in this circumstance is ideally, if you have only the choice of hearing Kriyas Parsha Zachar B'Tzibur or hearing Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur, according to the Mishnah Berurah, better to go to shul on Parsha Zachar, to hear the laning of Parsha Zachar with the Tzibur, and to be Yotzei Mikra Megillah B'Yachid. How do we paskin? Another major machlokis achronim, besides from the machlokis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, it's also machlokis the Aruch HaShulchan and the Sha'ari Ephraim. The Aruch HaShulchan takes the position of the Mishnah Berurah, better to go to shul on Parsha Zachar B'Minyan. The Sha'ari Ephraim, Rephaim, Zalman, and Gros, paskins like the Magen Avraham. Thus, we have a significant machlokis, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, against the Magen Avraham and the Sha'ari Ephraim. Complicated, difficult psak in terms of what to do. The standard approach is like the Mishnah Berurah, that one does not fulfill the mitzvah, the rice of Zechiras Amalek, lechatchila, except in extenuating circumstances to follow the psak of the Magen Avraham. But let's take this one step further. When is one actually mekayim the mitzvah of Zachor, es asher asa lecha Amalek? When is that fulfilled? The Minchas Chinuch, writing again in Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel, says that according to the Lashon of the Rambam, in his Mitzvah Saseh, writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lizkor Tamid, there's a mitzvah constantly remember what Amalek did. And thus says the Minchas Chinuch, near Midvar, it seems from the Rambam, du min ha-mitzvos ha-tmidios. This is one of the sheish mitzvos tmidios included in that list. Just like Avas Hashem is a constant mitzvah, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. The mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem, is a constant mitzvah. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, those are all constant mitzvos 24-7. So too, says the Minchas Chinuch, this is included in that list of constant mitzvos, of mitzvos tmidios, and thus in this mitzvah could be fulfilled all the time, every day and any day. However, says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, it seems that one can fulfill this mitzvah, die b'pam achas kol yamav, once in a lifetime, that's it. So thus we see two extremes. The Minchas Chinuch on the one hand takes the position that as long as you have the ability to say it every single day, it's a constant mitzvah like any other, every single day, at any moment of the day. According to the Sefer HaChinuch is the other extreme, once in a lifetime. However, what has been commonly accepted as the Psak Halacha is that which we do. And that is we mekayim this mitzvah annually, on a yearly basis, every year, Parsha Zachar, as the Gemara says, Hiktim Zechira La'asiya. We recall what Amalek did prior to reading about the descendants of Amalek, which is Haman, who were destroyed, killed, Haman, who banav Talu Osa La'etz. Therefore, on an annual basis, we read Parsha Zachar, and we're mekayim the mitzvah once a year. This ability to mekayim the mitzvah on a yearly basis was taken so seriously that the Maram Shik, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, the outstanding disciple of the Chassam Sofer, in Mitzvah Tuf Reish Hay, based upon Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Yotes, writes that in an Ibra Yor, a Shana Bembaris, a leap year, when there's more than 12 months that goes by between Parsha Zachar to Parsha Zachar, the only way to fulfill this mitzvah on an annual basis is to have Kavana in Kriya of Parshas Kiseitze, in the summer, the year of the leap year, and thus when you read Parshas Kiseitza, you should have kavanah, you should have in mind to fulfill that mitzvah in order to make sure that you're fulfilling it on an annual basis. Interestingly, in the Sefer Shelos V'Tshuvos V'Dibartabam, quoting the late Rosh Hashiva Rav David Feinstein Zichron Levracha, he takes a position that says that Kasha Lomar Davar Baruch Al Zeh. It's hard to opine a real position on this. Do we paskin like the Sefer HaChinuch that you fulfill this mitzvah once in your life, and that's all you need to do? Is it like the Minchas Chinuch that it's a constant mitzvah every day? Hakol if yayachiru k'dei kochos v'briyosav, it says it's up to every single person, their strength and their ability. Vaday kol hayari dvar Hashem, anybody who fears God, matshuach atzmo leilich davka b'pshabes parsha zachor. Certainly, ideally, lechatchila, a person should make every effort to be yotze the mitzvah, going to shul on parsha zachor, hearing it mitoch sefer HaTorah, hearing it with a minyan. And not to be somech on the Magen Avram, who says that you could be yotze on Purim by hearing the parsha of Yavu Amalek. Says Reb David, in lismoch olav ele b'diyavu b'shasat chak, you should only rely on the Magen Avram under extenuating circumstances. Avo pashut, demish who chole, somebody who's sick, mamish, afilu ein bo sakana, even though it's a chole she'ein bo sakana, not such a high level of a sickness. V'ef shor leilech machmas chashem yichbad alav cholio, somebody's nervous to go to shul, maybe he'll get sicker. Maybe a person is concerned about contagion or about the pandemic. Poshut says Reb David diyachol lechatchila biki agav nelismoch hashitas amagin Avraham. Says Reb David zichron levracha, almost prophesizing about this year's parshas Zachor, that if there's ever a time to be somech on the Magen Avraham for an individual or individuals who are nervous or scared or who are unable medically to go to shul due to concerns, this is the year that you could be somech on the Magen Avraham to be yotzei parshas Zachor, kriyas parshas Zachor midiraisa on Purim day based upon the Magen Avraham. There's a related issue that also is critical to note regarding the chiyuv of Parsha Zachar, and that is, what about nashim? Are women also mechuyavos in this mitzvah? Sefer HaChinuch again, mitzvah Tuf Reish Gimel, says the following: Nohagos mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'chol zman. One can fulfill this mitzvah of zechiras Amalek potentially at any moment. B'zicharim. This mitzvah is a mitzvah for males. Kilahem lasos hamilchama v'nikmas ha'oyev. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is fundamentally and categorically connected to the next mitzvah of Michias Amalek. We remember Amalek in order to destroy Amalek. And war and going to battle is a mitzvah for men, v'lo l'nashim, and not for women. Therefore, opines the Sefer HaChinuch that this is a mitzvah that is for men, not just Michias Amalek, but also Zechiras Amalek, and thus paskins the Sefer HaChinuch, nashim are not michuyavos in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. The Minchas Chinuch and the Binyan Tzion in his Tshuvas Chelek Beis raise three fundamental questions on the Sefer HaChinuch. Number one asks the Minchas Chinuch. We all know the Gemara says, Maseches Sota, Daf Mem Dal Ramabez, Afilu Kala Mechupasa Yotzes, even a Kala, a bride, would leave her chuppah to fight a Melchemes Mitzvah. Warring with Amalek is a requirement, it's a commandment, and even a bride leaves the chuppah. So how can you tell me that women aren't commanded to go to battle? Maybe that's true, but not when it comes to a Melchemes Mitzvah, a required battle, and Amalek, of course, is a required battle, and thus, as a result, the Minchas Chinuch questions, how could it be that the Sefer Chinuch paskins the Nashim are Peturos? Question number one. Question number two, the Minchas Chinuch raises, is who says that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek and Mechias Amalek are connected? Why should the two meet absolutely? Therefore, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, even though Nashim are Peturos from the Milchama, from battle, and Mechias Amalek, who's to say that they're exempt from Zechiras Amalek? And finally, again, the Binyan Tzion and the Sefer Chinuch ask, women are only pturas from mitzvos asei shehazman grama, time-bound mitzvos. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, like the Sefer Chinuch says, is noheges b'chol malkum b'chol zman, anytime. It's not time-bound. Women are mechuyavos, are required in any non-time-bound mitzvos, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch concludes, Alkein, tzarechion, how could it be the poter nashim in mitzvos asei zu? How could the Sefer Chinuch exempt women from this mitzvah? Thus, the Minchas Chinuch concludes arguing on the Sefer Chinuch. Shockingly, how could it be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the Sefer Chinuch exempts women? The Mechuyavos, it's a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama. It's not time-bound. It's not directly connected to Mechias HaMalek. Certainly, women are Mechuyavos in this mitzvah. That's the psak of the Minchas Chinuch. That's the psak of the Binyan Tzion. And the Binyan Tzion quotes the great Reb Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, who writes, Shehanoshim Chayavos, says the Binyan Tzion. Women are absolutely that even the house keeper, the female housekeeper who is a Jew working for the Reb Nosson Adler, Hutzurcha Lishma Parsha Zachar, he required her to go hear Parsha Zachar. V'cheinagu Achrav, and this is the custom, and certainly this is the custom in Hungary, that women went to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Thus, you have a machlokus between the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer Chinuch, whether or not Nashim are Mechuyavos in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek or not. Both the Binyan Tzion, as well as the Avnei Nezer Paskin, that they are, both of the Binyan Tzion, quoting Reb Nosson Adler, as well as the Maharil Diskin, the late Rav of Yerushalayim, paskin that Nashim are Mechuyavos. On the other hand, the Avnei Nezer, the Shutar Lishma, and the Chazanish, paskin that they were Peturos. Fascinatingly, four of the great poskim, both the Mishneh Berurah, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Chai Adam don't opine on this machlokas. Thus, we don't have anything from the great poskim as to what to do. Are Nashim Mechuyavos or Nashim not Mechuyavos? But there's a Metziah, a great find in our Sefer, the Sefer Mitzvos HaKatz of the Chafetz Chaim. Here in this Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Involved, listen to the words of the Chafetz Chaim, not so well known. Noi b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim u'benekevos. He paskins not like the Sefer HaChinuch. He paskins not like those Gedolim who said that Nashim were exempt, including the Avnei Nezer, the Chazon Ish, and the Torah Lishma. But says the Chafetz Chaim that Nashim are Mechuyavos, just like men, Azoi Paskin, the Chafetz Chaim, although it's missing from the Mishneh Berurah, it's found in the Sefer Mitzvos of the Chafetz Chaim. We turn again to the Shelos Tshuvas V'Dibartabam. Reb David Feinstein is quoted as saying the following. The Haminag Didon, our custom, and in parentheses, Belita, this was the Lithuanian custom, not like the Hungarian custom. The Nashim Pturos Mishmias Parsha Zachar Me'ikar Adin. Women are exempt according to the letter of the law from hearing Parsha Zachar. Vafilu Misha Nagos Kol Chaya, even a woman who her whole life has went to shul to hear Parsha Zachar. B'toras Chiyuv. It's as if she accepted it mistakenly. She didn't realize that she wasn't required. And even though she's gone every year, and on one year she doesn't want to go, Ein Tzricha Taras Nedar Mezeh, says Reb David Zatzal, she's not mechuyavos to annul her vow. Thus, says Reb David, of course she can go, and if she does go, she's mekayim the mitzvah, no different than a woman being mekayim the mitzvah of lolov and shofar. And for Deoros, certainly there are many women who have gone to shul to fulfill this mitzvah, has become somewhat of a quasi-minag b'chumra. Aval stam minag lava l'shmo ha-parsha, that's become a minag. Aval halacha nira kidas ha-chinuch, va-poskim delo ma-chamrina zemedina, says Reb David, me-ikra adin, we paskin like the chinuch, that she is not michuyavas. Therefore, he concludes by saying, Aval im I afshar bekal, if a woman can't get to shul so easily, ain't sricha lahader bezeh, she does not have to be mahader to go to shul, de meikra din leka lahen chiyuv, they do not have a chiyuv meikra din. Thus again, this year, during difficult circumstances in the pandemic, when many women, it's difficult for them to come to shul. Certainly again, there's a lot to rely on the Sefer HaChinuch, the Psak of Reb David Feinstein, the Zohar Chonvrach, the Avnei Nezer, the Torah Lishma, the Chazon Ish, and as Reb David says, that is the ikra din, and even though a woman has gone on a yearly basis, annual basis, for tens of years, she still does not require Hatar Sandarma if it's difficult, if it's complicated. Of course, it will be worthy for her to read the Parsha out of a Chumash at home, if that is a possibility. There are those who have suggested, Achronim, that these two machloksim, the machlokus between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, as to whether or not you could be yotze the mitzvah of Zichiras Amalek by hearing the Parsha B'Shalach on Purim of Vayavu Amalek, and the machlokus between the Sefer HaChinuch and the mitzvah and the Minchas Chinuch, as to whether or not Noshim are chuyavos or not, is dependent on a very basic understanding of this mitzvah of Zichiras Amalek. Is the mitzvah of Zichiras Amalek an independent mitzvah to recall, to commemorate, to consider, and to remember what Amalek did to us, the difficulties, the challenges, their wickedness? And thus, there's an independent mitzvah of Zechira, to recall and to remember, and then there's a separate independent mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, to destroy and to obliterate Amalek. That's one way to look at the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, an independent mitzvah. Another way to view the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is that it's a license and it's a vehicle to lead to Mechiyas Amalek. The only reason we're in Maskir Amalek, the only reason we commemorate, recall, and think seriously about what Amalek did to us, we don't want to forget, and we dafka remember, is in order that we are fulfilling the next mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, which we will discuss tomorrow. These two approaches in terms of how to understand the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek will help us explain these two machloksim. The machlokus between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, is it possible to be yotze the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek by hearing the parsha of Vayavu Amalek on Purim? According to the Mishnah Berurah, there's an impossibility. And the reason it's an impossibility, because the Parsha of Zechiras Amalek is an independent Parsha. And if you look in Parshas Kiseitze, the focus of the Parsha is Zachor al Tishkach. However, the focus of Parsha of Vayavu Amalek certainly is about Mechia, is about the destruction of Amalek. And there's no mention at all about Zechira. So if the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is ultimately to bring to Mechias Amalek, then Ein Achinami, you could be Yotze with Parshas B'Shalach, like the Psak of the Magen Avram, because Zechira is only a Hechitimtz, it's only a license to get the Mechia, that you get in Parshas B'Shalach. Thus, according to the Magen Avram, you could be Yotze Zechiras Amalek by hearing Parshas Vayavu Amalek on Purim. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, if the focus of Zechiras Amalek is to commemorate independently, that you don't have in Parshas B'Shalach, in the Parshas Vayavu Amalek on Purim, and therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek by hearing the Parsha Vayavu Amalek on Purim. The same way to understand the two understandings of the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek will also help us understand the machlokas between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, the reason that women are pturos is because the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek ultimately leads to Mechiyas Amalek, and women, because they're pturos from Mechiyas Amalek, they're also pturos willy-nilly ipso facto from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And thus the Sefer HaChinuch paskins that therefore women are pturos from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. However, on the other hand, according to Minchas Chinuch, who understands that absolutely positively Nashim are Mechuyavos and Zechiras Amalek, because there's a split between the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. It's independent from the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek. And therefore, although women are Peturos from Mechiyas Amalek, and they're not engaged and involved in Milchama, nonetheless, they're still Mechuyavos and Zechiras Amalek, and therefore, Nashim are Mechuyavos according to Minchas Chinuch. There are several other halachas which are worthy of noting regarding the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which we fulfill Shabbos Parshas Zachor. Number one, there's a machlokas amongst the Achronim, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, as to whether or not the right way to pronounce the word is Zecher Amalek with a Tzerei, or Zecher Amalek with a Segol. And for that reason, that for Dorei Doros, the Balei Kri are familiar, that we do both. We read Zecher and Zecher. in order to be mekayim both shitos of a tzeri and a segel. The second, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, is that the listeners should make sure to hear every single word and also to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah. Furthermore, the Baal Kriya should have in mind to be motzi, the congregation and the listeners. So the Baal Kriya should be very cautious, meticulous, to read every word carefully, slowly, that the congregation can hear it. And at the same time, the congregation should have kavanah to be yotze, and the Baal Kriya should have kavanah to be motzi. Furthermore, whether or not an Ashkenazi who pronounces s and a Sfaradi who pronounces ta can be motzi each other is also a machlokis amongst the later poskim, and thus one who is an Ashkenazi and davens Ashkenazis should ideally hear the Kriyas HaTorah, the Leni, from an Ashkenazis, and a Sfaradi should ideally heal it from a Sfaradi. That is l'chatchila, that's the right thing, that's the best thing to do. Similarly, an Ashkenazi who should use a Sefer Torah Ashkenazi, that's with the Ksav of the Beis Yosef, as opposed to Sfaradi, should ideally hear the Kriyas HaTorah from a Sfaradi Sefer Torah with the Ksav Ariza. This is most common when one is traveling Parsha Zachar and you're in a shul that may not be your shul, where they have the standard Sefer Torah that you're typically Yotzi with. Therefore, in those circumstances, one should be careful to l'chatchila fulfill the mitzvah, both Ashkenazi and Ashkenazis, and with the Sefer Torah, with the Ksav of the Beis Yosef, a Sfaradi with the Sfaradi lading, as well as from a Sefer Torah of the Arizal. Let's conclude with the reason, the source, the shoresh of the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And on that says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this mitzvah is Loses El Libeinu, to take to our heart, Shekol HaMeitzer Li Yisrael, anybody who bothers and gives difficulty and tzoros to Yisrael, Sonui Lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu, is hated in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Lefi Ra'aso V'armas Rov Nizko Tia Mapaloso V'ra'aso K'mosh Ata Motze B'Ma'amalek. Just like Amalek, who despised Bnei Yisrael, who attacked Bnei Yisrael, who snuck up on Bnei Yisrael and had a way to wage war against Bnei Yisrael, and ultimately we defeated them. We recall, we never forget, we have mitzvah to be mochet, to obliterate and to destroy Amalek. It's not just true with Amalek, but it's here to teach us that it's true with every Sonei Yisrael, every nation, warring nation against Yisrael. If they fight, if they attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way He helped to protect us and to be victorious against Amalek, the same thing will be true with all of our enemies. Therefore, it's a mitzvah that we have not only to be mazkir, to commemorate, not only not to forget, lo tishkach, but more than that, to be mocha, timcha, as a zecher Amalek, to destroy them as a result of their attack on Bnei Yisrael is an attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thus an attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, Bnei Yisrael, and therefore we have the mitzvah both of zechiras Amalek and the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, which we will discuss in tomorrow's podcast. Have a wonderful day.